Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's almost the end of July. I guess we got one more weekend after this one, Barbecue Bob. But man, is this summer flying by. It wasn't that long ago. It seems like I was shoveling the dang driveway, and now all of a sudden it's 90 every day and humid. Thank goodness for the air conditioning. But you know what? This is a great time of year to get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or a smoker or even a deep fryer, and have a little bit of fun, create some grill envy in your neighborhood. And what have you been doing along those lines, Barbecue Bob?
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. If you're listening to the Grilling Guys, it must be the weekend. So it's time to have fun. Get your grill fired up. Get a nice cold one. Get something in the cooler. Make sure you take inventory of all your good proteins you'll be throwing on the grill. Get some veggies out and just have some fun in your backyard or out in the woods, wherever you're at, on the beach. Get a grill fired up. Get your smoker fired up. Make people happy. That's what you're good at.
Yeah, and you know, the zucchinis are flying out of the gardens right now. And just, you know what? Cut those things in long strips.
Yeah.
Marinate them a little bit in some just zesty Italian dressing. Throw them on the grill long enough to just get some grill marks.
That's all you
need.
Super
easy side dish on the grill.
A little bit of heat.
And very, very good. But Barbecue Bob, you and I are feeding the masses this week. Right after the show, we both have gigs and going in different directions, but I'm going to be headed to a class reunion. We talked a little bit about this last week, but I'm going to tell you that the smoker's full right now. I've got four butts on and about 60 chicken thighs that are slow cooking, and we're going to have a little bit of fun this afternoon with the class of 76. So should be a lot of fun doing a 40-year class reunion for one of my buddies. But anyway, always fun to have a smoker full of food. It just gets me fired up and makes me feel like the weekend is absolutely here.
I had a great week. I smoked for Bandit Industries. They're in Remus.
Okay.
And they have a hunting lodge south of there, actually north of Edmore. And so it's like a community center. So I fed, I think, 500 people. Butts and brisket, great group of people. Put on a little venison class for a bunch of the enthusiasts there. We've got a huge audience up there. It's fantastic to see.
It's your home turf, baby.
Well, no, but it's I'm from further north, but I mean, it's our I think WUPS must cover that territory very well because we have an avid group of listeners and rabid grill fans. So they were eager to taste some venison and do some shish kebabs. I did a little Charlie Jabor venison shish kebab on them.
Bless his heart. Yep.
Oh, and we had the brisket turned out perfect thanks to Sobey Meats. The butt was good. I mean, everybody seemed happy. Just a wonderful event. Bandit Industries, cool company. They got a ton of employees. They make wood chippers and all kinds of
the
stuff.
The big like ones that like the power company hauls behind their trucks. And
stuff. I didn't. You know, it wasn't really a product show, but I imagine their product line is quite large because they have a huge number of employees.
Yeah.
They feed a lot of families up there, and I helped them out. So that was lots of fun.
What was it, like their summer picnic or something?
Company party.
Yeah.
And they got barbecue.
Very cool.
They didn't get Subways.
Yeah. Well, they reached out to us through the Grilling Guys
Facebook,
website and Facebook.
Yep.
And so check us out on those. What are those addresses, Bob?
It's thegrillingguys.com. You can go to Facebook / The Grilling Guys. You can follow me on Twitter if you like. It's Grilling Guy. And our website is a good resource because every show that we've done is posted on there in a podcast. It's an MP3 download. You can put it on. You can download a segment if you want to listen to it. There's a podcast symbol up in the corner, in the right corner of the page. And if you want the show sent to your phone, we have a lot of people that subscribe to podcasts because Saturday morning at 8, they're working or they're at ball or they're in bed with mama. So we don't want to disrupt any of that. Get the podcast, throw it on your phone when you get some time on the subway or however you get to work and you want to listen to a couple of idiots, we're there for you.
Yeah, idiots on patrol. Here we are. We're ready to rock. But, you know, Bob, since the last time we talked with the listeners, we made a little sojourn down to our friends at Fen Valley. Every time I go down there, it just never ceases to amaze
me. That was a fun
me.
Trip.
Yeah.
You,
yeah.
If you've never been to a winery and you live in Michigan, shame on you.
Right. Because
we had a ton of them.
Yeah, we do. And these guys are near and dear to us. They've been with us a long time. But every time I go down there, the sheer magnitude of their operation
is ever expanding.
Is ever expanding. And if you get a chance, it's in Fenville, which is on the southwest side of the state. You're taking 196 like you're headed down to Benton Harbor, St.
Yeah.
Joe.
And it's just inland from Douglas.
Right.
Just south of Saugatuck a little bit. Just a beautiful, beautiful scenery, hills, views of Lake Michigan. I mean, what a cool place to go this time of year. And they have all kinds of events going on. Great place to take mama for a date.
Yeah, right. Excellent date place.
We didn't take any dates, so
no,
that
we
was
didn't.
A mistake.
No, we took ourselves, yeah, but we came back with some wine.
Yeah, well, so isn't that weird?
Yeah, funny how that works. But these guys, they've got over 15 varietals that they make there. Some great summer wines. I know that the ladies like sweeter wines. They've got two or three varietals there that are... almost a little too sweet for me. I prefer a little more dry wine, but
I'm really into the reds, and their Reserve Merlot last year and the year before, stellar. I mean, right up my alley for a Merlot.
Right.
I'm more of a Cab Sauv guy, so you got to kind of go to California, but they do have Cab Franc and some things close to a Cab Sauv.
And the cool part about that is if you go down there, obviously it's a tasting room, so you can try any of them, but they educate you as well while you're there. So if you are just learning about wine, they'll help you with this would be good with this kind of food, or the reason that it tastes like this is because of that, if you're interested.
Yeah.
If you want to just go down there and say, hey, man, I need a really good sweet red wine, they'll hook you up way too.
Just go to fenvalley.com. Look at their website. Look at all the festivals coming up. They've got events going on there on the weekends. Almost every weekend there's something cool, bands, music, cool things. The grape jam's coming up. Just lots of cool stuff going on. So good old partners of ours, and we're probably over-pitching them.
Well, you can't over-pitch the winery because you get to come away. And if you do get down there, take a little bit of extra time. They'll give you a tour. The cellars, you can't believe that all of this stuff that's underground.
It's gigantic.
Yeah.
It's like Independence Day or one of those Terminator when they go into that NORAD bunker.
Yeah.
It's gigantic underground. It's like... You know, you look at the building, and then all of a sudden you get underground, and it's like, wait a minute, this is like four times the size of the building. How can that be?
Yeah, right. And who got down there with a pickaxe and a shovel and made all that stuff happen? But it is cool. It's what you think a winery should be.
You know, I thought it would be good this week if we went through some cool grill accessories that you must have. And it's some of these are newer gadgets. Some of them been around for a while, but a lot of people don't know about them. And I just thought that it'd be a good time to get people's awareness up on a couple things that might make your experience on your grill a little bit better. And some of these things are very inexpensive. You don't have to spend a ton of money to be happy at your grill. Let's say you got some grill problems. We're going to fix them coming up in the next few segments.
Yeah, and it'll be everything from hand tools to motorized gadgets and everything to measure your temperature in between. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every Saturday. We're glad you get up out of bed and get out in your backyard, fire up a grill and a smoker, and we're going to motorize your dog when you get back.